As Sweet As by Somehow Unbroken. Read by Momotastic for ITPE 2018.
Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever change you.
Oh, Jack hears, and when he turns the corner into the kitchen after McDavid, he gets why. Jack sighs, but he can feel the smile tugging at his lips. Bittle, what have you done? Baked goods just happen, Bitty says, pointing at Jack and smiling back. You know that, mister. And you left me all alone in this gorgeous kitchen. What was I supposed to do? Sit on the couch and pretend it wasn't in here?
You could have come to the gym with us, Jack says. We invited you.
Biddy huffs.
You call your trainer Scary Gary, sweetheart. I don't think so.
His smile widens.
Also, you stock the fridge. I can take a hint.
The door to the apartment opens and shuts behind Jack, and a moment later, Ekblad pops into the kitchen. His eyes go a little wide as he surveys the table, but he looks more interested than surprised.
What's all this?
I got bored, Biddy says, turning his smile to Ekblad. The boys on the team tend to say that pies fly out of my hands if I'm not using them for anything else. They're not quite wrong. Ekblad smiles back easily and leans over to examine one of the pies.
What's this one?
Maple apple, Biddy says. And there's blackberry, and I haven't caught the brownies yet, but they should be cool enough now.
He laughs and pushes his hand back through his hair, and Jack recognizes the gesture for Biddy being a little self-conscious.
I couldn't decide what to make, and I didn't know what y'all might like. Well, except for Jack, of course.
McDavid seems to have unfrozen. He's smiling as he pulls out his phone.
Do you mind if I Snapchat this?
He asks, gesturing at the table.
Biddy laughs. Depends. Is Scary Gary gonna find out and force me to do squats if I let you?
Jack smiles and leans back against the wall as they talk. He hadn't exactly been nervous when he'd invited Biddy up to stay with him while he trained in Toronto. Biddy is, at heart, a friendly person, so Jack had known he'd make friends easily. Still, it's good to see him having a good time, especially after he'd had a bit of a meltdown over the fact that Jack had introduced him to Connor McDavid and Aaron Ekblad, without warning him first. Honestly, Jack! McDavid snaps a few photos and sends them off, and then Biddy cuts into his creations and gives each of them a plate. Jack's sampled all of them before, and Biddy knows what he likes and doesn't like, so he gives Biddy an extra wide smile when his plate has a bigger slice of maple apple and a good-sized brownie instead of a slice of the blackberry. Ekblad's eyes go wide when he takes a bite of one of the slices, and he asks Biddy a question about crusts that make Biddy's eyes widen just as much. They're off after that, the two of them discussing the relative merits of sifting two times versus three, and Ek raises an eyebrow at McDavid when McDavid glances over, mystified.
Ekblad bakes?
Jack asks.
McDavid nods. Like cookies and stuff, mostly. They're easier to travel with.
Biddle bakes everything, Jack says. He's not even exaggerating. If McDavid and Ekblad stop over enough while they're all in Toronto, they'll figure that out.
It's a blessing and a curse.
McDavid takes a speculative bite of his blackberry pie, then another.
Yeah, I can see how that would be the case.
His phone goes off, and McDavid looks at it and grins.
Biddy, I don't want to give away your hard work or anything, but I snapped all the food, and now Stromer and Marnes are demanding to know where I am.
Biddy glances at Jack quickly, and Jack shrugs. He doesn't know Strom or Marna as well as he knows McDavid and Ekblad, but he doesn't mind if they show up either. Biddy looks back to McDavid and smiles.
Well, the more the merrier, he says. And I make it to share it, Connor, so don't you worry about that.
They'll be here in 10 minutes, McDavid says after tapping at his phone. There's a really good chance that Marnes is going to, like, steal the whole plate of brownies and disappear. He does that.
Biddy laughs, clearly delighted by the thought.
Well,
he says. There's more where those came from.
Don't ever lose all the charm you possess. Your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes.
It's a little over a week before McDavid bumps into Jack in the hallway. Hey, JZ, he says. Ike wants your phone number. That okay? Jack has met Jack Eichel precisely once. His overall impression was of a kid who reminded him a little too much of himself at 18, if he'd been slightly more angry and a lot less worried. He shrugs. Sure. McDavid nods and walks away, tapping at his phone, and a few minutes later, Jack's phone pings. It's a photo of a pie, carefully wrapped and set into a box with foam peanuts protecting it. As Jack is wondering when, exactly, Biddy had time to bake and ship a pie without Marna noticing and intercepting it, a message pops up.
Tell your boy thanks, but also this is a little weird.
Jack snorts.
Don't eat it, then, he mutters, but he types back. He has your address now. You will get pies for the rest of your life.
Wait, how'd he even get my address? Jack has no answer for him there, so he chooses to ignore the question and send back the only advice he has for this situation. Best to just tell him what you like or dislike. He is considerate about preferences. There's silence for a minute, so Jack considers the conversation finished. Just as he's putting his phone back into his pocket, though, it buzzes again. This time it's a photo of Hannafin holding a similar box, containing only half a pie, with a blissful expression on his face. The accompanying message reads, "Never mind, phone the address, traitor." It looks like he'll help you eat the pie if you don't want it. Jack texts back, then puts his phone away and heads out the door for the gym.
Stay as sweet as you are, discreet as you are, you're divine, dear.
Wait, what do you mean you're leaving? Strom demands when Biddy serves up their nightly dessert 2 weeks after the first Eichel incident. You can't leave. You can't deprive us of our pies, man.
Biddy looks up amused.
Well, I have to spend a little of my summer back home, he says. And our training camp starts earlier than yours, so I'm running out of time.
He reaches out to ruffle Strom's hair, and Jack has a sudden flash of insight that Biddy has mentally tagged them all as frogs, which means that he'll never let them go, probably.
Don't worry, Dylan. I'll leave plenty behind when I go.
Marnes is going to steal everything, Strom whines, and Marna glares at him.
I'll only steal the chocolate stuff, he says haughtily. I already told you, Dills. You can have the berry ones.
Biddy walks over and leans into Jack's side, and Jack wraps an arm around his shoulders.
Have I created monsters? He wonders idly.
Jack laughs. From all accounts, they were like this far before we ever met them.
They were, McDavid confirms. This is way better, actually. I thought there was going to be some murder happening the first year we were all in the O together.
He sounds cheerful about it, at least.
Well, Biddy says, surveying them. Maybe there's hope for Dax and Ursi after all.
Nope. They still might murder each other, Jack says. The pies have yet to stop the glaring, at least.
McDavid laughs. Threaten to withhold dessert, he advises. I'm pretty sure those two would do anything to keep it coming, and they haven't had as long to get addicted to it.
Biddy laughs, too.
Oh, believe you me, he says. I save the threat for when I'm really serious about something.
I have no doubt, McDavid says with a smile. Just, you know, maybe leave a few extra pies here for keeping the peace.
I can do that, Biddy says. He looks happy. And Jack?
Jack is too.
Stay as grand as you are, and as you are. Tell me that you're mine, dear.
Author's notes. Aaron Ekblad, real-life baker. I'm sure Mitch Marner would not actually steal an entire plate of brownies and refuse to share. I'm sure. I'm positive. This is a thing that would never happen. Look, I don't know the summer training regimens of all those players offhand. I do know that Connor McDavid trains with Scary Gary in real life, and Strome and Marner are GTA kids, so they'd be around-ish. And Aaron Ekblad is there because who else would be in a fic involving hockey and baking, honestly? Let's just pretend that Jack is good at texting. Shh, work with me here. You had butter believe that Biddy sends care packages to Ikes and Noah, sad pandas who admire from afar all of the baked goods Snapchats Connor sends to the 2015 draft class. Sad hockey players play sad hockey, okay? Biddy's just looking out for them. Likewise, Biddy just sends pies to everyone after he heads back to Madison. You get a pie, and you get a pie, and you get a pie, etc. Aaron is the only one who does not get pies. Aaron gets whatever Biddy's tinkering with and can't quite figure out. Aaron is also the only one who sends things back. The Dessert Baking Hockey Players Club might only have 2 members, but the Dessert Baking Hockey Players Fan Club has a lot more.
Young and gay are old and gray. Near to me are afar. Night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are. Young and gay are old and gray. Near to me are afar. Night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.